The first reading is a reading from the book of Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool! What you sow is not brought to life unless it dies, and what you sow is not the body that is to be put a bare kernel of wheat, perhaps of some other kind. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible. It is raised incorruptible. It is sown dishonorable. It is raised glorious. It is sown weak. It is raised powerful. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. So too it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. But the spiritual was not first, rather the natural and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, earthly. The second man from heaven. As was the earthly one, so also are the earthly. And as is the heavenly one, so also are the heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly one, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will walk in the presence of God in the light of the living. I will walk in the presence of God in the light of the living. Now I know that God is with me, and God in whose promise I glory, and God I trust without fear. What can flesh do against me? I will walk in the presence of God in the light of the living. I am bound, O God, by vows to you. Your thank offerings I will fulfill. For you have rescued me from death, my feet too from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. I will walk in the presence of God in the light of the living. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him with what the meaning of the parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest, they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxiety and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as the seed that fell on the rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, of course, the Gospel is talking about bearing fruit. Now, again, fruit, when you bear it, isn't it for you, it's for others. You don't eat your own fruit. The trees don't eat their own fruit. It's always to be generous, as the Word of God says today, and bear fruit for others. That means we got to live a life for others. So the first question I got to ask you, are you living a life for others? Am I living a life for others? Because you can be a priest and still be selfish. You know, just because you're a priest doesn't make you all holy and other-centered. Please. It can be the most selfish life. So I always got to be thinking, am I more concerned about others than I am about myself? Are you more concerned about others than you are about yourself? And when we are, then we give our life as Jesus. And then as we hear from the first reading, we too will be given eternal life. But we get life by giving our life. That's the key. Will you give your life so that you may receive eternal life? You answer that by the way you live. Give away your life every day for God and others and live forever. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.